Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Getaway Friday. It is Labor Day weekend, Friday, September the 2nd, 2022. 15 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. And this is not a repeat. The repeat announcement kicked in there for some reason. This is a live program right here on WGH Talk. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I saw our friend Judy Summers calling in there during the pastor spot. Judy, if you're out there and want to call in and got your Fire Stick or your Alexa set up there during the break, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you or anybody else. Now, this morning, we are playing for a single order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut and a free triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. So we've got prizes galore here on this Friday morning. Now, in the first hour, I don't think we got anybody entered into the competition for whatever reason, but the category is name a popular comedy TV series. Name a popular comedy TV series. 740-383-9944. Now, remember, this does not... excuse me. Allergies today. This does not have to be of current times. This can be going back to whenever you want. Name a popular comedy TV series. A popular comedy TV series. 740-383-9944. Can anybody name a popular comedy television series? Now, in hour number one, we had quite a few guesses. We had, I believe somebody guessed the Brady Bunch, somebody guessed the Jeffersons, somebody guessed All in the Family. The only one we have is Seinfeld so far. Seinfeld came in at number two on the list. Is anybody going to be able to add to this particular list? Name a popular comedy television series. 17 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A popular comedy television series. Who has the answers out there? Let's see, what else is going on here? Whoa! Sounds like we about had an accident out there. Somebody threw on the old brake. You hear just about everything going out there on South Prospect Street. From the sirens to the brakes. And we always hear the honks from listeners passing by, which is always a lot of fun. All right, can anybody name a popular comedy television series? Now, do I need to let everybody think for a moment? Play something here while people think? What is your favorite comedy television series? Seinfeld is number two, but what are the other answers? Does anybody know? We'd like to get some people entered here to win these breadsticks from Pizza Hut, or the brownie, or the chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. What would be a popular comedy television series? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you think on it for a second here. Because we do have some more of these Gallagher songs that we have not gotten in this week. Which ones have we played here? We've played Be Free. We did that one yesterday, I think. Kitties Don't Know Nothing About the Blues. I believe we did that one 2 days ago. We did Rock Bottom this morning. Now, here's one that I think's kind of interesting. It's called Touch My Hat. Now, this is more of a poem than a song, but I think it's a very interesting song. So take a listen to Touch My Hat here on WWGH Radio, and we'll come back. Think of your favorite comedy television series. Don't go anywhere.
Touch my hat if you're tired of your teeth. Touch my hat if your estate aches to bequeath. Touch my hat and you're just a place to lay wreath. You'll be looking up at my feet from beneath. Touch my hat if you picked out your plot. Touch my hat and let's get this fight fought. If you don't mind if the cops outline you with chalk, touch my hat and let's see what you've got. Now my mom on her deathbed was a dying. Her nurse, Miss Ahab, was a trying to de-Stetson my head. Kiss your mom before she's dead. You're not my captain, I said, so I ain't I-I'd. You know what I told her? I said, touch my hat, get one on. Want you all do itself. Touch my hat, find your guts in the morgue on a shelf. There's things about you I'd like to improve, but I keep my damn self to myself. Touch my hat. Chop chop your parts. I'll bend your frame like a mother. You'll rub off your rubber and a tow truck will jack up your heart. Ah, now touch my hat if you got your will signed. Touch my hat if you'd like to try blind. Isn't it that you broke in my rule? Now your pork will get pulled. Most of you see as I could find. Come Sunday I owed God a visit. Preacher started that bareheaded business. It seems God just don't look. Well, he can't see from above. But my hat's who I is, your isness. I told him, touch my hat, you're a pillar of salt. Touch my hat, life could come to a halt. If you don't mind if your tush becomes a burning bush, you'll save on a burial vault. Now this eatery had a meatery deed. Messieurs must lay move hats, then we will see. I sashayed up nonchalant. Hey, Garcon, what you want? You know it's national. Cut them French down to size weed. Touch my hat, I like things that go crunch. You bell ringer, I'll have you for lunch. Listen here, you wimp. You'll be one limp and gimp. That's for sure, Quasimodo, no punch. You Frenchmen, you know, you say bon appetit. Well, your bone's gonna end up a petite. Your entree, my hors d'oeuvre. Your derriere, my dessert. You best pull up Vietnam and retreat. Let me tell ya, touch my hat, HMO rides a check. Touch my hat, your mom needs a black dress. If you rile up my innards, you're a dead Leonard Skinner. Next stop, eternal rest. Touch my hat and the felt hits the fan. touch my hat, you excuse for me. You know, with what I know about wells, I can make you a guilt. Now don't think that I can't, cause I can.
The one and only Gallagher here on WWG. What is it? WGH Talk. It's going to take some getting used to. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you make of those songs that Gallagher has come up with? He's got his own little unique spin on things, that's for sure. To be sure. All right. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott. I was calling to see if... anybody had sent anything into that FCC or anything.
Oh, well, we'll have to ask the audience. Were you able to get us tuned in this morning?
No, I just got back, Scott. I went out to load the tires. I got to get a couple tires put on, and the truck, it didn't have them on it, so I have to go back. No, I've been running around some this morning and stuff, and then last week I was kind of sick some. I never get sick, but and things. But I thought with all the people that, you know, call in and win prizes, you should have a lot, but the thing that I did, I had about four pages, but my daughter, she's making it more, what do you call it, chopping it down, and then she's going to type it out, and then I am not going to put a name. So the one lady I talked to, I think they're from the Philippines, the ones that do the answering, she told me the chairman, and then I was going, excuse me, send one to that judge, who is it Jane something? And then I was just going to leave the top instead of putting to whom it may concern, just leave it blank, and then I just write in somebody's name and stuff. She said the chairman, and then she said a couple other names. I don't know if there was a director. So I thought I'd just shoot the stuff off to, you know, like that, instead of sitting here writing it all out. That's what I usually do. But my daughter said, though, that she would... she would go, I guess, and type it up or something and print it out. So,
well, that's got to be a plus.
Well, I haven't been able to listen to anything. So later today, I'm going to see if he will get in here and, you know, get the far stick going. But I've been running, doing too much stuff that I really haven't had much time to listen. But anything, so I was just wondering, and... when I'm out in the car, I push it to see if you happen to be on and you're not on, so.
Yeah, well, who knows, you know, contacting the FCC.
I know.
Could
once in a while, I'm trying my radio here and you're not on, but, you know, because that's why I like the headset. I'm going to have to try that. Well, if you're not on, I don't need the headset, but it was easier. I could walk outside or anywhere and listen to you and stuff. But I thought of all your listeners that, you know, listen and won prizes and stuff. That would be quite a few, you know, even if it's just a few lines. But I think I had about four pages. She's really chopping it down, so. And then I wanted to know if, Scott, I had called you, but you never got back with me. Did you want me to mention anything about your, when you were sick?
You know, you don't have to. I mean, it's up to you.
I don't know what's going on. I just put in there from February to August. You hadn't been at the station, you know, because you had a, you know, I just put cancer thing going on. You were going for treatment. That's just what I put.
Right.
And I didn't know for sure if you wanted that in there. But so I left it in. And then another thing, I think you've been in the radio about over 20 years. I had that in. I don't want to lie, but I thought that's what you'd
said. No, yeah, about 20 years.
And I don't know if there was anything else. And then... before I said that, I'll let you look at it, because she's trying to really, you know, put it to the side. She's good at doing that stuff, so I should have something probably the first of next week.
So if somebody would want to sign it, do you want them to contact you, or how do you want to do that?
Well, see, I have a question. Can people get on the Internet, and you just put, like, a petition to keep the radio station going, and I don't know if they would write something? Is there a way that a page could be put there, just a real short thing, and then people get online and sign that? You know what I mean, where you don't take a petition door-to-door, where somebody would just keep, you know, like, well, they could even be any place else, because I guess they could get you down in Florida and anywhere. that people wanted to sign that. But see, I don't know anything about a computer, how you get in there and do any of that stuff.
Yeah, that probably could be done. Would your daughter know how to do that?
No, she, I mean, they know how to do computers. See, a guy at Cable could get in there and do, they called him some kind of sheep to do some kind of stuff, program it or do stuff. See, he could do stuff like that. But, I don't know, is Mayor Sturcher running this November for office, or is that next year?
He's running for state office, not local office.
But is it this year?
State office, yes.
See, a couple, right before Charlie died, I tried to get him into that Hall of Fame, Ohio.
Right.
And I chased around, and I had called you to see if people at the radio station would do it. Here I go. I think I called Mayor Sturcher to see if people down there, and I don't know if I called Judge Edwards, you know, because of that, you know, the top of the courthouse, and I don't know if I got the fairgrounds. I called the cancer to see if they would write something. It's in the Marion Star, and those people could look it up, but I don't think anybody sent anything. And what I sent in was just what he told on the, you know, the radio show. I didn't have any videotapes to send in, and I didn't have stuff like that with that Channel 39 up there. I think the Popcorn Festival, they have a lot of, you know, like stuff maybe he would be in. But when I got the thing back, he didn't win, and because I knew what I had, it was just, I just told about all the stuff he was involved in and the radio and stuff, but somebody needs to do that. I think it's, again, the last one you had to have it in by May, and this one I don't know, but somebody needs to, because he was, you know, if the, all the lawyers and stuff got, the, Lady Justice got together and did it in the fairgrounds, and the cancer, I mean, he did that cancer thing, I think it was 30 years, I thought for sure he'd win, but I know nobody probably sent anything in but me. And I think somebody should get together. I got it out of the paper this year again, but I've had so much going. I think it's already, I don't know if it had to be in a certain time or what, but somebody needs to nominate him. It's not just for radio. I think it's anything anybody's contributed, you know. And he didn't do money, but look at all the stuff he did. I mean, they could get that baker that founded Marion. And his would be money. He probably didn't do too much other stuff. And I always thought somebody needed, you know, like if everybody at the radio station, you know, what they knew. But they, if you had videotapes of them and, like, when he was on the radio, see, I had none of that stuff. And I think people, you know, Marion, I think I talked to Mayor Sturcher about that. And I don't know whether he, you know, whether they ever did anything or not. So I'd say probably not and stuff. But, yeah, when she gets that, because I know today she works in Columbus, she'll have to, so, and then with Labor Day Monday, and so probably maybe Tuesday I can get something for you to look at, and then I'll, you know, send them out and everything. But, see, I don't know computers. Who's that guy that does your computers there? I forget his name. It's not Nate. What's his name? Adam?
Adam, yeah.
Well, would he know anything like computers? Like you could just, I'm trying to say program like a sheet, petition for the radio station to be on, and then people, I guess they'd key it in, would go down there and key in. You know, they want to keep it on. That's what I'm trying to say, because I don't think people go around do, you know, where they used to take up a petition for something. I don't think they do that. I don't know if they do it online. I don't know anything about a computer. Turn it on, key, and get off it.
Right.
And
well,
stuff, but... But see, you could get a lot of names. Marion, you could get a lot, and you could probably get, because I know you said you had listeners, I think in Florida, could listen on the computer, and you could get really a lot of names.
Well, you know, Adam might be able to help you with that. I don't know if he's listening right now, but if you want to give your number, Adam might be able to get in contact with you.
He can get in contact, but I know Jill. Scott, I don't know anything about a computer. When I worked at Cable, our stuff went to tape, and if you got in there and did one little thing, called something, then fire you. So I didn't use a calculator. I didn't use nothing. I just got keyed. I keyed there 21 years, but I never touched one other thing. I know how to turn it on and key and get out and turn it off. That's all I know. So.
Well, I tell you, Adam here is saying you can give him a call if you like. Let me find his number here for you.
Well, let me get it because I didn't go to that thing out there at Grandview, that ditch. They had a meeting last week. I didn't get it because I didn't feel that good, and I see they've got that started up. Some of them had to pay out $10,000 that ditch. And they got something else going on. I just got too much to tackle. I got about 20 things, and that's for 20 people. And I just can't keep up with this stuff. Give me his number, and I'll see if he has an idea, because, you know, I know nothing about computers. I really don't. I just made it like a typewriter. Turn the thing on, key, and get off it.
Yeah. Adam's number is area code 614.
Okay.
530.
Okay.
And then his name, Adam, A-D-A-M.
Okay, and did you know anything extra to write, like, on that letter thing, Scott? Because I'm going to put a little hand note, you know, just a little thing that I write out by hand. Because I told him, you know, how the seniors, you know, we really, you know, miss it because, you know, and you do play those tapes 24 hours, didn't you, over and over?
Yes, yes.
See, I wrote that stuff, and I know you did that, and am I telling the truth? I'm pretty sure you said that.
If people would like to call you to sign the petition, what number should they call?
Well, I'm not going to do that. I have so much going. First, I've got to know how to do the petition, because I can't take it around. I've got a house out there. I've got a house here that... they're just in trouble galore. I just got so much on my plate to do. But if Adam can find out a way to do it, then I'll give my number.
Yeah, give Adam a call. He should be able to help you with that.
Yeah, because I know nothing about computers. I mean, I wouldn't know how to get on there and look one thing up. I wouldn't know how to do it. My far stick, it's like a little teeny thing, and I could kind of get on there and do stuff like that. But for a computer, I wouldn't have any idea, so... So I'll give him a call when I get a chance. I got to go back over the related tires. The one in this truck that came in and main truck will be on. So I got to make another trip over there. And then I got to go out to Lynn Hipshire. No, it takes me 2 hours. And it's just too much for me to do. So and stuff. But when I get that, when she gets that done, I'll let you read it. And then before I send it, you know, and everything. So.
Well, hey, thanks for all the help and good talking with you.
Okay,
Dean, goodbye. All right, well, there's our friend Judy Summers working on the petition. Well, you never know. Anything could help. Getaway Friday, September 2nd, 2022. 37 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. All right. Do you have anything to say in regard to the petition or anything Judy had to say there? We would love to hear from you. Also, our family feud is continuing here today. Name a popular comedy television series. A popular comedy television series. We only have one of the five. Seinfeld was number two, but there are still four other answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a popular comedy television series. Seinfeld comes in at number two. What could the other four be? All right, we also have... Well, we do have prizes today if anybody does get entered. We have a free single order of breadsticks to Pizza Hut, from Pizza Hut. We have a free triple chocolate brownie, our ultimate chocolate chip cookie, from Pizza Hut. So the prizes are here today. 38 coming up on 39 minutes past the hour. The question is, name a popular comedy television series. Seinfeld number two. And remember, these series can come from any point in time. They can go back to the beginning of television, as it were. Does anybody have the answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, in hour number one, we were talking about, do people really know what Labor Day is all about? Do people really celebrate Labor Day as they should? I don't know if they do or not. I think it's kind of interesting. Go ahead, caller.
I'd like to make a kind of a twin guess, Scott, before I go to my appointment.
Go right ahead.
To catch a train in a couple minutes, so I have to go. That should be a clue. That should be a clue to you as to what my guess will be, because I'm getting ready to get on a train here. So you know what my two guesses are, right?
Well, I got that one, but that's not on the list.
Well, Different Strokes also, because that's the show she was on originally.
That did not make the list either.
And Charlotte was on a really good episode of All in the Family, but that's not there. Okay, then, well, but wasn't that a cute little clue, though? I mean, because literally I'm going to an appointment. I'm driving, because, I mean, they don't really have train service here, but it was just kind of funny when she said that. I'll make another guess. I think that the shows we're guessing are good. They're just too old. So let's go for a show that I never watched that's more recent, and that would be Friends.
Friends is number one on the list.
Well, I never watched that show, but, you know, I guess I don't really count. Okay, well, I'm glad I got number one, but All in the Family and Maritime L'Amour should certainly be there. Have a good show, Scott.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Well, the category again, name a popular comedy television series. 41 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So far, we've got Friends and we've got Seinfeld. Those were the number one and two answers. Still three answers left to go. Who's going to have those three answers? My goodness gracious. Hope the laryngitis is not coming back. It's, you know, the pollen is just out of hand. I mean, if you check the Marion, Ohio pollen count, it is off the charts here recently. No fun at all. Go ahead, caller.
What about Carol Burnett?
No Carol Burnett, but that's a good guess. No Carol Burnett on the list. You know, I saw a thing recently where they're trying to get Carol Burnett to host Saturday Night Live. I think Carol Burnett is 89 years old or something like that. She would be the oldest person ever to host Saturday Night Live if she did it. Even older, I think Betty White was 87 or something when she did it. I think that would be fascinating if they got Carol Burnett to host Saturday Night Live. Certainly couldn't hurt him. All right, name a popular comedy television series. We've got Friends, and we've got Seinfeld. Still three left on the list. Does anybody know what they would be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a popular comedy television series. One answer remains. Who's going to get that one answer? And I think only one of these TV shows is still on the air. All the others have went off to TV history, as it were. Friends and Seinfeld, 1 and 2. Name a popular comedy television series. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What would the other three answers be? Turning into a little bit of a tough category here. Did not think it would be this difficult, but you never know. Going in, what you're going to find. Apparently we found this a little more difficult than we expected. A popular comedy television series. What would that be? 740-383-9944. Looking at this newspaper here again from yesterday. Ohio listed as possible site for $4.4 billion Honda battery factory. That would be a real plus for Ohio. Although we do have a lot of factories here in Ohio that are open that unfortunately cannot fill the jobs, which that's been unfortunate for people. What else is in this? Well, they have a quote from the governor here. For almost 40 years, Ohio has been at the center of Honda's North American vehicle production, and we are working with Honda and LG to ensure that they choose Ohio for this new electric battery plant. So there is that. Does anybody know Lee out there? We should have Lee give us a call. I'd say I had his phone number here at one point, and I have no idea what I did with it. So if you know Lee, have him give us a call. It's always good to hear from him. I think we spoke with him last Friday. Tried to get an update on his internet situation. Wonder if he was able to find out anything from Spectrum or Verizon or his pursuit to buy an Alexa or a Google Dot. You know, it's tough. Name a popular comedy television series. We've got Friends, Seinfeld, and three other answers on the list. What would the three other answers be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are the three other answers? As we head into 46 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Apparently, Friends and Seinfeld are it. And I don't know that we're going to be able to give away our breadsticks or our brownie today, as nobody else is able to get the answers to these questions. Tough questions today here on WWGH. Warren G. Harding. Now, maybe there's a question that people would have been able to answer. Let's see. Well, you know, yesterday we did old sayings that people don't use anymore. And there was one in there called Word from the Bird. Now, was anybody listening yesterday? Or does anybody know what Word from the Bird means? I think that's one of the most interesting sayings I have heard. I had never heard that, and I certainly never had heard what it meant. But was anybody listening yesterday when I went through this? What does word from the bird mean? Or why is that a popular saying? Or what does it mean, I guess, is really what we want to know. Word from the bird. Does anybody know? If you say, I got the word from the bird, what does that mean? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, apparently this originated back in the 1950s, is what we were told. Dates back to the 1950s. Remember last week when we had our conversation about Bungie? Now, apparently, this is a physical exercise which involves a bungee cord. Now, why that would be a craze or why that would be popular, I have no idea. But, apparently, it is. And we certainly don't want to look down on anything anybody does. But I definitely think that's a little different. I would think it would make things a lot easier. Being able to do exercises on a bungee cord. Because it would kind of prop you up. It would leave you off the ground. Don't you think doing exercises with a bungee cord would make things a lot easier? You know what I'm going to try here? I'm going to turn on our Facebook Live and see what kind of listeners we can pick up. Or I guess that would be more viewers. We can pick up with this. Let's see here. If we go to live video. Now, I'm doing this on my personal page, but they should be able to hear it. So that's a plus. Okay, here we go. I think this should go live here. We had a good stream earlier on during Pastor Whitaker's show. So I think it's just about to go live here. So if you're on the internet and you're a friend of me personally on Facebook, you should be just about able to see this live video, which apparently is where, well, what you're going to see is where the guests are sitting. But you should be able to hear me. Okay, I think it went on there. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
What about the Honeymooners, the Jackie Gleason show?
Not the Honeymooners, but that's a good guess as well.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Honeymooners, not on the list, but that is another classic television series. Question we have this morning is, name a popular television series, comedy. Name a popular comedic television series. 740-383-9944. This is where we are in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
Mary Tyler Moore.
No Mary Tyler Moore on the list. Mary Tyler Moore does not make the list. I think that's the second guest we've had for Mary Tyler Moore. Maybe Mary Tyler Moore should have been on the list. All right, the question we have here. Name a popular comedy television series. A popular comedy television series. 740-383-9944. Now, you could win, if you answer this right, you could win a free triple chocolate brownie or ultimate chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut, or you could win a free single order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut. All you have to do is give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, and tell me a popular comedy television series. Now, so far, we've got Friends and Seinfeld. Friends and Seinfeld are the two that we have. What are the other three answers? Does anybody know? 52 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. You know, we should set something over there on the guest side so people would have something to look at. Maybe I'll do that during the break. Find something to set over there on the table so there's something entertaining to stare at instead of just two empty seats, which is not all that entertaining. Go ahead, caller.
What about Three's Company?
No Three's Company on the list, but that's a good guess. Three's Company does not make this particular list. We're having a time this morning getting these answers. We've had a lot of great guesses as far as popular comedy television series go, but we're not getting the correct ones. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A popular comedy television series. Does anybody know what that would be? Apparently not. 53 minutes past the hour. The only two we've got so far are Friends and Seinfeld. They were one and two on the list. Friends and Seinfeld. What are the other three answers? A popular comedy television series. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we might be stuck on this one for a while. One of these shows is still on the air, as far as I know. Far as I know, one of these shows is still on the air. Does anybody know what that is? This is a comedy television show that I think has been on the air now for over 30 years, which is really quite an accomplishment for a comedic television series to be on the air for over 30 years. Does anybody know what this might be. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a popular comedy television series. 54 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio time. Remember, you can listen on the website, WWGH1071.com, or download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH. All very important stuff. If you would like to listen to this station in all its glory. Labor Day weekend. Does anybody have any big plans? You going to go out and cook some hot dogs? Macaroni salad? Potato salad? Go ahead, caller.
The Simpsons?
The Simpsons, absolutely. The Simpsons is number 5 on the list. That's the one that I think's still on the air.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Yes, The Simpsons, which I think is still on the air. I believe it's in its 33rd season, I think. Who would have thought The Simpsons would have lasted 33 years? But you know, with that show, you don't have to replace any of the actors or pay them more, being a cartoon series like that. So that helps. 55 and a half minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Name a popular comedy television series. A popular comedy television series. Does anybody know the answer? 740-383-9944. The other two, I would say, have been done in the last 20 years. The other two series have been done in the last 20 years. They're not new television series. But they're not extremely old either. So the last 20 years for the final two here. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Saturday Night Live?
Not Saturday Night Live. Good guess. Live from New York, it's Saturday Night. No, not Saturday Night Live. Although that is a very good guess. The last shows, I don't believe either one of them is still on the air. But I will say they probably both have been on in the last 10 years. Now remember, the prizes here are an order of breadsticks from Pizza Hut, or a triple chocolate brownie or a chocolate chip cookie from Pizza Hut. So give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. All you gotta do is tell me a popular comedy television series. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A popular comedy television series. Who's got the answer? We hope maybe somebody listening on Facebook Live will call us with an answer. You never know. Go ahead, caller.
A lot of my family members watch The Office.
The Office was very popular. It's not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Yes, The Office was a very popular television series. It's been on in the last 10, 20 years. Not the answer on our list, though. But if you're watching on Facebook Live, we see we have some viewers out there. Give us a buzz. What do you think? Can you name a popular comedy television series? A popular comedy television series. That's what we're looking for here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A popular comedy television series. 58 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. About 90 seconds before we go to break here. Remember, you can always listen live on the net, WWGH1071.com. Or download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH. That goes for Alexas, Google Dots, smart TVs, anything you have. You can listen to us through. from one device, the radio, to another. 740-383-9944. 59 minutes past the hour here. Getting ready for break here in under 60 seconds. But the category remains a popular comedy television series. Does anybody know a popular comedy television series other than Friends and Seinfeld? We have Friends and Seinfeld. Does anybody know what the other two might be? 740-383-9944. All right, we'll get a call here and see if this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Frasier?
Not Frasier, but a good guess.
Okay.
No Frasier, but a good guess nonetheless. What a rhyme it was. All right, we're going to break. Be back in 10 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio.
Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now, 740-383-9944.
World famous from St. Martin.